morning, everyone. This is Hannah. You're listening to It's Always Sunny in Medford on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have a very special guest with me. She hasn't been here in probably like a couple months. I have Elena.
It's me.
She's back.
I'm back.
And she has supplied some wonderful music for us to listen to on this rainy, rainy Thursday. Anything new? Any news to share with the class?
nothing really, except for that I got my first real sunburn in my life.
Woo!
My face is peeling.
Listeners, she doesn't wear sunscreen.
I don't need it.
Well, now your face is peeling.
Well,
so
I just feel like I don't need it because a joke I like to make is that my people are island people. And so me, the one who's lived in Massachusetts my entire life, I don't need sunscreen.
You don't need it because of your people.
My people.
Right.
Yeah.
The next song we have was also put on there by Elena, and it is Linger by the Cranberries, which is, I put it on my first show ever on the radio, and I think I will probably put it on my last show ever on the radio. So it's been played by me, like, at least twice so far, and it will probably be played again, because it's good.
Yeah. Okay, I put this on also because last summer everyone was listening to Linger.
It's true, everyone was listening to Linger. And I was like, why is everyone suddenly listening to Linger?
I know. And,
it's been here.
Like, it's Linger summer, it's Linger summer. No, it's Linger summer this year. This summer is bad summer. This summer is evil.
Yeah, last summer,
summer
was brat summer. This is Linger summer.
Yeah, like, I don't know why everyone, because it's rained literally every single
every
weekend.
Saturday. Yeah,
so if it's any summer is Linger summer, it's this summer, in my opinion.
I just thought that was really funny because I'm like, this is just, I mean, as many people I've experienced, I know I'm not the only one that grew up listening to that song, but it's just really funny that, like, people were all of a sudden letting it linger. And I was like, guys, like, we've been doing this. You could have been
so
letting it linger this whole time.
This is like when people got into listening to Steely Dan randomly.
Yeah.
I think that's because of Euphoria, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's I think so. I think Steely Dan, what song is it? It was like the song.
Reelin' in the Years,
no,
or Do It
Dirty
Again.
Work.
Dirty Work, Dirty Work.
That was like really popular. Like randomly, and I was like, are we not all listening to Steely Dan?
I do love Steely Dan.
They're kind of fire.
I was in a car, the long car ride to New Jersey that I was on recently, my family was discussing how people just invented the genre of yacht rock recently.
Yes!
And it's like
I'm so pro.
No, I love the idea of yacht rock. I think that's like a great classification for a genre, but I just think it's funny that like people who were listening to Steely Dan like around the time, like closer to the time that Steely Dan was like being Steely Dan, they're like, oh, we don't know what yacht rock is. Like, that's that, you guys just made that up.
I think that yacht rock, I frequently say to people at my job, the job I work at, sometimes they let us play music, and I am always saying, oh my god, let's get a yacht rock radio station. And everyone says, what's yacht rock?
Exactly.
And my first, correct me if I'm wrong, first thing that comes to mind is On and On by Stephen Bishop.
That's probably right. It's just, for me, the first thing that comes to mind is Steely Dan.
Yeah.
But
no, like, they're right there.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like the same spectrum, but opposite ends, because Steely Dan's a little more like, I don't know. But then On and On is just like, down in Jamaica, they got
that. Maybe one, we can put that in the playlist. Unless
on
it's not the
on,
vibe.
It is
it not the vibe? Darn
this
it.
This is more like sad indie.
Okay, okay.
Let it
okay.
linger.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Maybe we have a yacht rock week. That would be so
That
fun.
Would be great. Because I need to really delve into yacht rock more. A friend of mine wrote an article about yacht rock for our magazine.
Wait, what?
Melisma Magazine. Shout out. Tufts premier music magazine. Not going to get it anywhere else on Tufts, just Melisma Magazine. There's a yacht rock article out there somewhere. It's like 2 years old now. Shout out Colin.
Shout out Colin.
That's all I got.
Okay, I'm just excited about this yacht rock thing. I just made a playlist for Jenny because she said I have a bunch of people in Florida who are going to, like, they're having a summer wedding.
Oh, perfect.
She was like, what what should I play for, like, a white person wedding in Florida? And I'm like, baby, you come to the right place. You come to the right place. I know this genre.
Yeah. All right. Well, for now, we'll be back on the mic, but we're going to be letting it linger for a bit. So enjoy. We'll be back.
waiting for the end to come. Lord, don't keep me long. Lord, don't keep me long. If I die, I die. That's how I felt at the time. Now I know life goes on. I know life goes on. But in the confines of this moment, I feel forever broken. I won't know what the meaning is. Won't know what the meaning is. Till I can look back in time. Until I've crossed the finish line. Cleaned up the wreck from this recklessness. Cleaned up the wreck from this recklessness. Everything went from bad to worse. It's a world war inside my mind. It's a world war inside my mind. I know it's over and I'm okay. But there's still a price to pay. It's that far away look in my eyes. It's that far away look in my eyes. I wish this circumstance was holy. They say Jesus suffered by his lonely. I know I'm not him. I know I'm. Natural disaster, the kind that happens when your back's turned. Not your fault, but it's your consequence. Not your fault, but it's your consequence. The end to come. Lord, don't.
Congressman John Lewis displayed historic courage in his pursuit of civil rights and democracy for all. In doing so, he taught us the importance of getting into good trouble, necessary trouble, in order to bring about positive change. Get involved locally as Mystic Mashup Indivisible presents a dynamic program at Powderhouse Park in Somerville at 6 o'clock on Thursday, July 17th. Speakers will include State Senator Pat Jalen and folks from Somerville Human Rights Commission, The Welcome Project, Sanctuary UCC, Safe Medford, and singer Sally Schweitzer will be on hand to lead the crowd in freedom songs. Bring your friends, your neighbors, your protest signs, and your commitment to justice at Powderhouse Park on July 17th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, visit the Mystic Mashup Indivisible page on Facebook or email mysticmashupinfo@gmail.com. That's mysticmashupinfo@gmail.com. When we stand together, we rise. You just heard Bobby by Alex G. Fun fact, when I started at the job that Elena and I both work at, the unnamed place, I listened to that song on repeat for like one of the closings. So for like we close and then 2 hours later, like the closers go home, and I was listening to that song the whole time.
I've done similar things.
When I started, because I was just like crazy.
I think I told you when I started I would listen to Mitski.
I
listen to Bag of Bones by Mitski.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And now I listen to the entire Clean album by Soccer Mommy at
so not
7
much has
to
changed.
9 a.m.
Yeah.
Time is cyclical.
I listen to Bobby on repeat. One time, friend of the radio station and friend of us at our job, Charlie, he told me that he once listened to Fill in the Blank by Car Seat Headrest for the full 2 hours of closing.
Wait, rest in peace, Charlie.
You are now listening to Car Seat Headrest. But yeah, no, I was actually thinking about him yesterday when I was on the way to work. So I was like, oh, I wonder if never mind.
Dude, literally, rest in peace, Charlie.
Yeah,
he's not dead. He's not dead. In Somerville. He got out of Slummerville.
We love him. We miss him. I don't have much else. I guess. Oh, the next song is Walden Pond by Attaboy.
Yes,
suggested by Elena. We went to Walden Pond like weeks ago.
I don't even know when that was. Like a month.
It was over a month ago because it was before my surgery.
It was before June.
Yeah.
Terrible June.
I think it was May. Yeah. June was just like, I think not great for either of us.
Yeah, June for both of us was like the worst month in recent history.
Yeah, I think so. I will say that like just because of like the bad things that makes it the worst, but I will say like I did have a lot of good, like I was home with my parents for like 3 weeks, which was nice. Cuz I got to just be like a kid for a couple weeks, you know. Mm-hmm. But I did lose in Oregon and had to not be able to travel to DC for the North American Irish Dance Championships. So, you know,
performance.
Yeah. And my appendix
and your appendix.
It's some kind of biohazardous waste plant somewhere in this country at this point.
It's kind of sad. We're, like processing. I think we should get to keep
someone's
that.
I think, was it you that said, it was like you or like my brother that said that to me the day of, and I was like, you guys should have said this to me before I was going into my surgery.
I definitely said this to you day of, because
you did.
Put it in a little jar.
I would like to put it in a jar. If it's small enough, I could put it in a little jar and put it around my neck and just walk around. It's like my little appendix.
I think it's like a little too big for that.
They're kind of small, though.
To be honest, I don't really know what an appendix
looks
like.
Okay, I thought it was more round than it is. It almost looks like a deflated balloon. But mine was, like, all filled with gross things.
Ew, sorry.
No, it's true.
Your appendix.
No, it's okay. That's just what happens with appendicitis.
Like a your mama joke. Your appendix is so gross.
They had to remove it.
They had to take it out of your body and throw it away.
Yeah, essentially like through a straw in my belly button.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody wanted to know how appendectomies work, laparoscopic anyway. Good thing that bitty didn't burst. Otherwise, we would have been in for a long, long haul. I would just probably be getting out of the hospital like now. So. Yeah, you know, all things considered.
And you know what? You know what really we can say? June's over.
June is over.
June is over. it's now July.
I think June has always been a bit of a grind for me.
Really? I used to love... June was like my...
Well, you get out of school.
May, June was like my favorite time of the year.
It gets warm.
And then I had the worst June ever.
Yeah.
But that just means next June can only be better.
Exactly. That means next June's going to be like the best June ever.
Unless something horrible happens.
Yeah.
Like... I don't know why my first
someone
thought
that was, you love dying.
No, my first thought was someone I love dying or a plane crash. What?
Actually, okay, yeah, one more funny story. And we should probably get to Walden Pond, but that reminds me of when, like, years and years ago, I was, like, a teenager, and I was overhearing a conversation between my family in the other room when we were all up in New Hampshire for a weekend. And they're all talking about, like, various little pet peeves, like, oh, I hate when my sock rolls down and my shoe, like, oh, that's just the worst, and, like, oh, like, it really bums me out when, like someone's, like, walking slow in front of me. And my brother goes, yeah, I hate when, like, people that I love die.
Like, yeah. Like, and he's right.
I still think about that because that was so funny in that context.
No, that's so funny. That reminds me of that one bit. I forget what show it was, but someone's like, oh, like... Cancer man.
Yeah. Like, so true, actually. You're right.
Cancer sucks. And you know what? You're so brave for saying that.
You're the first person to say this.
That's so funny.
So for now, we'll leave you with one of the highlights of our late spring, early summer.
Yes.
Going to Walden Pond, splish splashing around.
Splish splash.
In some lake water.
True.
This is Walden Pond by Attaboy. Thank you.
Like, it's impossible to count. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Drinking cold black coffee. I shake and shake, still won't get off me. Another blissed out fantasy where animals and objects talk to me. I was trying to hate it, but then you laugh, it sounds outrageous. It's been another day sleepwalking. Is this having fun, or is it just because? Which one is junk? Setting off those bottle rockets. We can never call.
That was Patience Wearing Thin by Ducks LTD. What does LTD stand for?
I don't know.
Ooh, that's an abbreviation I think I should know.
I'm actually really bad with abbreviations in general. Like, I always use OG as original.
Yeah.
That's not what that means.
I just was like, Lieutenant, but there's a D there. Lieutenant's D.
LTD. LLC. Is a business term, though I don't know.
I don't know what that is either. Do you have any final words for us before we depart?
I don't know. Maybe we tell the listeners what we're gonna do.
Well, we're gonna go visit our good friend at Hotung Cafe here on campus because my friend recently got a job as dining manager on campus.
Yo.
Yeah.
Major win.
And then Elena wants boba.
I will be getting a boba. Maybe two bobas.
Maybe is even two bobas.
Is that excessive?
No.
I think that I can do that.
I think that's fine.
Because my money.
Exactly.
Like, whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really it, I think.
That's kind of it. I got work. That's all.
I'm going to read a book.
Yeah.
Shout out. Books. The Poppy War trilogy. It's about... I feel like such a man, too, because I'm walking around saying, like, oh, I'm reading such a good book, and people are like, oh, what's it about? And I'm like, okay, so, like...
Okay, so there's this
I turn to Kadan, a person at work, and I say, oh, yeah, so you know, like, the second Sino-Japanese War, right? He's like, what?
He's like, yes.
I'm like, well, the second Sino-Japanese War. Of course you know about these things. The massacre of Nanjing, of course.
Naturally.
You know?
Oh, wait, was I there for... Oh.
That was a whole other... That was,
that
other,
was a different...
That was the other time I was talking about the massacre of Nanjing.
Yeah.
Guys, I think there's a part of me that is just a man talking about World War II, Magic the Gathering.
I think that's okay.
I'm just channeling... channeling
into your Roman Empire.
Yeah. World War II and Magic the Gathering. More likely than you'd think.
I don't have a whole lot more to add, I don't think. Besides, thank you for listening, and thank you, Elena, for coming on the show.
Thanks
and joining us
me.
On this slightly
Wait,
rainy...
Everyone just get excited for the Yacht Rock.
That we will be doing a Yacht Rock playlist potentially in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. I'll be here next week if I don't sleep through it. but this has been a wonderful show. Thank you, Elena. This is Hannah with It's Always Sunny in Medford, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Need by Pine Grove. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening.
It's a long way through the cold day. Why do I need besides what I recoil?
Just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll